From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. The World Trade Organization has ruled in favor of the U.S. in a dispute over Indonesia's import requirements for a number of ag products, including U.S. beef. The U.S. Meat Export Federation's Thad Lively says Indonesia's import restrictions were originally aimed at achieving self-sufficiency, but actually resulted in tight beef supplies and higher prices. He says the ruling gives both U.S. exporters and Indonesian importers confidence the market will remain open to U.S. beef, paving the way for significant growth. China may come to mind first when it comes to untapped foreign market potential, but India is right up there when it comes to ethanol. As reported in AgriPulse, farm and fuel organizations aren't just waiting for India's production capacity to develop. They've been meeting with prospective Indian buyers, policymakers, and others in an effort to lay the groundwork for billions in future exports. India, which makes ethanol from sugarcane, is desperate to expand its use of the renewable fuel, but doesn't yet have the production capacity or the infrastructure to make that happen. The economic benefit of U.S. grain exports, detailed in a new study, exceeds $55 billion a year. According to Brownfield, the Informa economic study shows U.S. feed grain and grain product exports were worth just under $19 billion in 2015 and supported $55.5 billion in economic output. The study says those exports were linked directly or indirectly to more than 260,000 jobs. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson.